Okay, let's just outline what we'll be doing in the immediate future. When we finish Dindam Achutzadina and Gezalakum, we'll then move to the Mishnah here, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, where we get into also really a very clear issue of what Avudu Mimenu Mikol Odom is. But let's just, okay. The Gemara says as follows. Let's just review what we saw. It says, or it says, Dina Machus Adina. So we're talking about a certain type of Malchais, that there's no Dina de Machus, that he's a Ganav and not a Dina de Machus Adina. What Dina de Machus Adina is, you have a major league Machokas Rishonim. Have a Rajba, you have a Ran, you have a Rosh, and Pashas, Sefer Trumas, name of the Ramban. Depends, all the land belongs to the Melech, and you're allowed to be there because he lets you be there, and therefore he can set the rules for your being there. He may choose not to throw you out, but that's his choice, and that's it. Now, in a case of a democracy, belongs to the government. Just people think it may be a far-fetched idea. If you, I don't know anyone ever read my book, Jewish Woman, Jewish Law. They're in there, just Derech Agav, when I was writing it, I had to write certain things about the laws of inheritance, how they work within it. And all of a sudden, I begin reading these articles. All the land in the country belongs to the government. Otherwise, you never have the right of eminent domain. You know, anyone knows eminent domain? Eminent domain is in the Constitution of the United States of America. Those of you who may have sometimes read it. If the government wants to make a road, they can take my house and make a road. It's called eminent domain. How can they? It belongs to me. Who gives them a right to it? No, it doesn't belong. It belongs to the government. They're letting me use it when they decide they need it. That's why they can, if they're making a road somewhere, they can make a road somewhere. And they can, that's called eminent domain.
Don't they have to pay?
What?
Doesn't the government have to pay for it? So it's not like
they, but they can decide they're taking it. I can't say, too bad, it's mine. That is, in Darche, they didn't teach you about the Constitution of the United States, did you? Okay, in the Constitution of the United States, it spells that out, that they have a right to take it, and they should pay you for it. Okay. That's because if it didn't belong to, if it only belonged to you and they had no rights to it, so who gives them a right to take and pay for it? It's the right of eminent domain. That's why can they charge me inheritance tax? It's my money. I give it, goes to my children. No, because everything belongs to them and they let you use it.
That's a shutfus or that?
No. It's not a shutfus. If you read any legal theory. Certainly the way the laws of the United States of America are, certainly that's very, very clear. All legal theory says that. Okay, so I remember when I read that, I said, oh, wait a second. It's around the door. But on the other hand, there's another group of Rishonim, the Rashbam and Bava Basra. The Rashbam and Bava Basra says so, the Ritzel says so, and the Pashas and the Rambam is that way. That is, every society, to run, people live in a certain place, and that's in the Declaration of the Independence of the United States. To ensure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their, forget the word, from the just consent of the governed. We all agree together that this is how we're going to run things. And those are the laws. The Rambam at the in Hilchos now. In Hilchos, when he goes through Dina de Malchus Adina, he says, "Bamed Rama Melech." Now the question is, who is a Melech? No, who is a melech? I decide, I announce, I am running the state of Israel. Thing is, everyone looks at me. Who are you to run the state of Israel? So what? How do we convey? Who's the melech? So the Rambam says in Perek Hey, Hichel Zeh Vavedim, Ba'amed V'ramim Melech Shemad Beyo Yodse Ba'osin HaRatzos. The one who decides what the, he establishes the currency and people use that currency. Shaharei. Then he explains. Hiskimu olav b'nei oso ha'eretz. He says, what, and then Ram says, okay, so why is Dina Malchus Sedina? The Hiskimu v'som chadaiton shuhu adonehem. They accepted his authority. V'hem lo avodim. Okay. That means you accept the authority in a democracy. Declaration of Independence, deriving the power from the just right of the government. We accept an authority of something because that's the way society works. It's the Rambam, it's the Rashbam, and it is the Ritva. Nafkaminas, the many, many Nafkaminas aloha between this, let's just summarize. One is, the Ran makes the point, the Rashba agrees with it, and the Rosh agrees with it, in Eretz Yisrael, I have an intrinsic right, the land does not belong to anyone, it belongs to the Jewish people. And therefore, Dina Malchus and Dina would not apply here vis-a-vis taxes. There's something else, that, and that's a whole other issue. There are certain things that are takanas hatzibur. A tzibur, every tzibur has a right to consent to how we're going to run ourselves. And but that is not what Dina de Malchus Adina is. And therefore, whether you have to pay taxes or not, is a machlokas vishonim. How do you paskin whether chi of moment is a machlokas? Motzim achaver all of a raya. But that doesn't give a person a right to lie and cheat. And a chanami. Not reporting, I lefi aniyas daiti, it's a motzim v'chaber all of a raya, it's a sovachi of mammon. But on the other hand, to lie on it, I don't know a heta for it. A. B. To take money from the government by lying is certainly gneva gzela. It goes without saying. Let's say you, if you put in to get benefits from the government and you lie, so then that means you're taking money under false circumstances, under false pretense, which is Gnei V'Gzela. No, you don't have a head to take money from them. Okay, so in other countries, the question is who is higher than this? According to the Rambam, if I go into the UK and I cross the border with something, I would have to pay import duties on. It says Hirej Hiskimu Olo Bene Oso Aretz. So who is bound by the laws of the UK? The citizens of the UK. I'm not a citizen of the UK, so I'm not bound by those laws. Dina Machul Zedina would not apply to me. And on the other hand, according to the Rishonim who say it's because the Melech has the right, says you want to walk into my country, you have to walk into my country in certain circumstances. So it goes in different directions, how you do it. Now, and it has to be, it's Dina de Malchusa. Rishonim are very, very clear. It has to be a law, not just government sides. I want to take your property. That's Gneva Gzela. It has to be a law that's a just law, that's part of the legal system of that society. That's why it's Dina de Malchusa. Okay, that's one thing. Yes.
What am I stealing?
There's a chov. That's what we get to have God's halvasa. It's a chov. He has a right to. Now, there are two types of taxes. One type of tax is, and Rishonim are very clear about that. Let's take a look in the Rosh about that. That there's certain that they charge me a certain amount of money. There was another type of tax that a certain. Let's say I have a farm, and I just have 10,000 bushels of apples, so they take a certain percentage of the apples. So that is something they have a right to take those apples. If I don't give those apples, that's gezelakum. It's not hafkos halvoso. But if they charge me something and I have a chov to them, it's hafkos halvoso. And the Rosh makes a very, very clear distinction between those two types of dina machon sadina. Whether I'm talking about objects or I'm talking about a chov. Now, so then the Gemara says, so the dina machon sadina, but wait a second. If it is a non-Jewish government, and here the question is, we're talking about the Roman government where? But that's a second issue, but we're talking about a non-Jewish government. Amar Shmuel, even though I said dina d'machon sedina, Shmuel said, we're talking about a case of a moches who's an illegal moches, so it doesn't come on dina d'machon sedina. Ravashi omer b'moches kena'ani. Now we have to be very careful with Ravashi. Why is a moches kena'ani different? And there are two gersals in the Gemara, Ditanya and Tanya. That Dalit we'll see is going to be exceedingly critical. Rashi says, "Ein lochishim gozo, hey lochishim ein meivin shezem achazev." I don't care if I steal from him. Now, what is Rashi shita in gezelakim? Give me. We're tying it all together now. Let's see. Give me a Gemara Sanhedrin. Rashi and Zion. Rashi says like this. So, because he mutter, sakos reyachaksiv, midrabbonin ikul amad om mishum chil Hashem, behagozel basra. There is a man who says gezel akim is also because of chil Hashem, and the gra here on the side says tumua ma'od. And okay. We'll see where Rashi is coming from. And he says it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Now Rashi says, and Rashi says here, and I don't have to worry if I steal from him. Same Rashi. Why? Because the only, what does Rashi and Sanhedrin say? The only problem in Gezelakum is a mandoma who it's also because of Chil Hashem. Okay. Yes. Well, he seems, we'll see in a second. We shall see in a second how be very careful with what Ravashi says. There's another Ravashi on Kufid Gimomid Beis. Okay. Now, Ditanya, let's take a. Now, is this a statement of Ravashi's or not a statement of Ravashi? If it's Ditanya, it's part of Ravashi. If it's Tanya, the Gemara goes on to a different direction. Israel the Kanani, Anus, Shabol Adin, Tunul Zakehu, Bidin Yisrael Zakehu. And we have born of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbi Yishmael. B'mchachma ad shepotrenes Yisrael. Make the Yisrael potter. Why? How can you make him potter? Because Gezel Akum would be mutter. Rabbi Akiva, Alma, ain't born of Rabbi Akiva. M'pnei Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, time of the Kiddush Hashem, or let Kiddush Hashem born of Gezel Akum Mishari. Would Rabbi Akiva been matir Gezel Akum? Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon, Dovah said, Dovah Rabbi Akiva, Kishabama Pizrin, Yael Gezel Knaan Shu also, Tamad Loma Acha Nimkar, Ku'ula Tiulo, Shoyim Shechanu. No. So what does Rav Yosef say? The only time Rabbi Akiva said there's an Issa Gezel Akum is in a Getoshav. Now Rashi is very careful what we talk about getosha. It's not any, not I require that. He is makabel. He's the higher level of getosha. The lower level of getosha. What Rashi say? Ain't over avodah zarah ochel nevelos. That means he keeps sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, but that's it. No, he didn't become a ger. Omele Abai, that's what Rav Yosef says. Tovayu gabi adodik sivin. Lo lucho elu leger, shenem elu leger, lo leger tzedek, elu leger toshu, shenem elu leger toshu, mishpachas ger, ze ove kachovim, shu ome ole ek, mishn tanim ka lo vroz kachovim. Elom erova. Now we get into a very, very difficult, difficult statement of Rava. Atam, no kasha kam begzelo kam hafkos halva also. This gzelin hafkos him. So Rava introduces a new chiluk that gzelin is also, and hafkos halva is mutter. Why is that critical? Because the molches is a question of hafkos halva also. Rava l'tame, Yom Rava, Evina Ivri Gufo Konilo. So that's a very strange thing, as we'll see in Rishon, but they don't like it. What does Evina Ivri Gufo Konilo mean? What it means in this case is he has a Kenyan Maisi Yodayim in him, so he's stealing the Kenyan Maisi Yodayim, not just the Chov. Rashi says like this. She'en Gezel Mamesh, Shari, Kileke Chil Hashem. And Rashi, what is Rashi is harping on his same thing. The only Yisra is because of Chil Hashem. And where did they make the takana of Chil Hashem? Where it's possible. And Havkos have also, it's not, so therefore, they didn't make such a takana. Okay. Amra Bibi Bagidl Amra of Shimon Chasida Gezaknani also Avedosu Muteres Zaveda is Mutu. The Amra of Chama Bazaguya Amra Minai Lavedas Knanish Muteresh and Emuchol Aveda Sochicho. Ochicho Atomachs and Atomachs and the Knani. I'm immediately Heged the Loss of the Yoda. I'm a Chaiba Adurin. Heged the Oslo Yoda Emil Ledre Amra Vino. Tanya, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer, Mokom Shiyesh Chil Hashem, Afilu Avodosu Osu. Omar Shmuel, To Uso Muteres. What does that mean? Let's take a look in Rashi. Hoyachayvo Yisrael, he owes the Jew, v'tor b'cheshbon, d'lekei chil Hashem, and the guy made a mistake in the cheshbon. The Jew owed him 10,000, and the guy thought it's 9,000. Chil Hashem. But I once had the following situation. When I first moved here, there was a inflation was crazy. So a dollar was worth around 1,000 shekel. So we have new Israeli shekel. They changed it. Okay. So one of my children had to go to the emergency room. And then at that point, I had American insurance. And so they went to the emergency room. I paid. Okay, it was 75,000 shekel, which is around $75. So I put in for a refund and in a letter that this bill is in shekel, it equals $75. Okay. Not everyone sitting behind a desk in insurance company know what they're doing. I get a check for $75,000. Was it mutter for me to take the money or was it also for me to take the money? Is that Torah Sakam or not Torah Sakam? Okay. Mutter Rosa. And $75,000 riding on it. Not a small amount of money. Okay. Not a small amount of money. Today and 40-something years ago was even a bigger amount of money. Was that a tall sakam that was mutter or not? So what does Rashi say, tall sakam? In what case? Ho yechayev lo li Yisrael, the akam owed the Jew, v'tor b'cheshbin, and he owed the Jew 10,000, and he figures he owes the Jew 9,000. Okay. So, Chayav Yisrael. The Jew doesn't say, no, I really owe you that amount of money. Chayav Yisrael. V'tor b'cheshbin. The lekech Chil Hashem, is the Jew taking extra money? Or the Jews take, or how's it working here? The Jew is taking money that is not supposed to be getting or not? Was that tol sakum or not tol sakum? That was my question, right? I have sitting on a check of $75,000. I put in a request and I was very clear in the request. I put in a letter that this is a bill in shekel, and what's being owed to me is $75. And I take the money or not? I said, this is my simbachoyom, not always. Okay, we'll see. To usumu teres. Remember, Rashi's of the opinion, gezel akum is mutter. Since Rashi's opinion, gezel akum is mutter, Rashi's case of to uso is a very simple thing. The Jew is, the Akum thinks he owes him, what? More than he actually owes, so the Jew is taking money, right?
Rabbi,
yeah?
In the case of the check, Rabbi still had to deposit the check, so it wasn't that he, like,
rushed. They gave me a check for $75,000. I put it in my account.
Maybe it's different when the guy gave the Jew cash, and then it's already lost. It's Aveda, so. So where Rebbe has to check the deposit, so Rebbe's collecting it l'chachila.
Okay, let's see how different Rishonim understand what Ta'us is. I was confronted with this very serious problem. Yeah? Avidos, okay, that's Rashi's case. But remember, Rashi's coming from a very unique shita. What is Rashi's shita? That Gezel Akum is mutter. And we'll see where Rashi got this in our. And Rashi says he got it from our Gemara. But it's only because of Chil Hashem, because if he's making the mistake, I said, fine, thank you very much, you made a mistake. I put $75,000 in my bank, it doesn't belong to me. Is that right? Yes. If the guy is making the mistake, and I say, really? Oh, fine. No, and I was very clear to the guy. to when I sent into the insurance thing, I'm putting it in for $75, not $75,000. And
both
Rashi
says that also.
What?
Both Rashi says makes it also.
If it's a chil Hashem.
Same thing. Gezel and Akos also the same thing.
Okay. So, but if it's a tous, so what does Rashi say? What's Hafkos Havasu? So I understand. What is Hafkos Havasu? Hafkos Havasu means, that means I just don't pay the bill. No chil Hashem. What does Rashi say here on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? I don't have to worry because he's not going to. I have to pay. You know, there's a famous joke about someone who. There was always. Russia was very careful about smuggling things from Poland into Russia. So a guy comes with a wheelbarrow full of dirt to the border. And they figure, what's he telling with this wheelbarrow full of dirt? And the Russian soldier goes there, searches him, doesn't see anything. He lets him in. Day after day, he's coming with wheelbarrows full of dirt. And he keeps searching. Then finally he gets and says, so what's the problem? He said, what are you smuggling? He said, wheelbarrows. So, what is this case? He's there, and he's wearing some extra clothes. It happens to be the Gaidin Chapi's wearing extra clothes, and that's it. So, Rashi says, there's no Chil Hashem. So, what does Rashi say in circumstances where there's not conceivable Chil Hashem? It's Mutter. Hafkos Halvaso, and of course, so a standard case of Gneva, so there's a Takana, as the Gra points out in Shulchan Aruch, explaining Rashi to Yerushalmi, that Gezel Akum is also, because you don't leave it up to the person to decide, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. So there has to be objective rules to prevent Chil Hashem. Of course, Havatso is one. Tolus, according to Rashi, is another. The guy owes me 1,000, he thinks he owes me 2,000, so he says, I owe you 2,000, yeah, fine, give me the 2,000, that's it. To Utsumuteras is where Rashi says it. Because Rashi's going, he says, the Maskana of the Gemara, and we'll see where Rashi got it from our Gemara. The Maskana of the Gemara is what? According to Rashi, Gezel Akum is Mutter, except for Chil Hashem. Tanya Pinchas ben Yoyom, Mokam Sheikh Chil Hashem afilu avadotso was. Shmuel to Usumu Teres. But then now Shmuel is going to limit when Ta'us is mutter. Ki hodi Shmuel, Zoven Mikusi Lachnu de Dahava. So Rashi says, what do you have? He's selling you something gold, and he thinks it's copper, and he thinks the price for the copper is four, and really, and he's giving you and when you take three, he doesn't know how to count very well, so therefore he doesn't know how to count very well, and therefore take three, and he said, I'm relying on your cheshbon, whatever you take, that's it, I'm relying on you. So there's a double problem happening here, according to Rashi. Problem is, he has this golden thing for a Jew that's Gezel, because it is Mekartos. In addition, there's a second thing happening on the Cheshbon, so that the Goy is making a double mistake. Okay. So Shmuel says you have to, in order to avoid Chil Hashem in Tous, you have to tell the guy, are you careful with the cheshbon? I'm relying on your cheshbon. I'm not making any cheshbon. So Rashi, who is of the opinion that gezel is mutter, because here in the case of the golden thing, it's a double thing. Because for a Jew, that would be what? Mekachtos. And for a Jew, that's Mekachtos. So, that is... So, it's very, very clear what the halacha would be. So, there's a problem if you're actually stealing this golden thing. Because he's not doesn't want to sell you a golden thing. He had copper. He's thinking he's selling you a copper thing. But according to Rashi, that's not a problem. Because there's a double issue happening here, according to Rashi. Oh, Ravina Zovandikla, who the goose let's stachom, or a shamri called him, I see me card the goose, I mean, Yoda, Ravash, now we have Ravashi. Ravashi shows up again. Now, Ravashi is a whole different thing. Ravashi was walking down the street. And there's a tree. Ravashi, I would call Ozobo Urcha, Chose Shipshu de Gufna. He saw a vine of grapes, and part of the vine was extending over the road. And, okay. Chozik Shib Shudugufna, Bepardese, the Toli Bo Ketufe, the Envy, Omele Lechami, told his Shamish, Zil Chozik, Idakusi Nenu, I see. If it belongs to Kusi, take it. Israel Ninu, lo Isili. Okay. See if it belongs to a Jew, it doesn't belong to a Jew. Shoma hahu Kusi. It actually belonged to a Goy. Kusi sir heard about it. You know about the Amale, the Kusi Shari? Amale, Kusi shokel domi, Yisrael lo shokel domi. Goyim charge for this. Jews don't charge for this. Now, what did Ravashi first think? So Tosin Bob Metzia is very, if you take a look in Rabbi Kiva Eger, says, look in Bob Metzia, Mem Chesem Alef Tos Dur Yamasu Nos Nusito. Gemara Bob Metzia, Tosin says like this. Hagozo batsu mashma ktsas. Ravashi sov de gezel knani mutter. Kom Ravashi have a kozel urcha for the ship should have gufne. Ama he says, no mashma, the sova de gezel knani mutter. And Bishul shishom ha knani, so he heard the knani on Matzari Zvarov. But Tzara says, no, that's not true. So now we understand where Rashi is coming from. Tosis Bamitsia jumps. Rashi says that there's a machlokas in Baba Kama, Gezel Kanani is mutter or not. So Tosis Bamitsia says Baba Kama doesn't exist. It's Bamitsia. What's Rashi talking about? It goes to Machl. No. Ravashi, apparently according to Rashi, Ravashi thought the Gezel Knani is mutter. It's only when the Goy chapped it, he said, wait a second, and he said, no, I'll pay you for it. Look at Hashem. What does Tosa say here? How did he come to the car? He said, Nirilari. He intended, in the very beginning, he intended it was a goyis to pay.
So
says, we don't have a Baba Kama anyone who says Gazoknani is Mutter. Only in Parak and Amakabal. In Bamatsir do we have that. So therefore, if Rashi says it's a Manda Amma, says it's Mutter, we paskin that way. So apparently Rashi, that's Rabbi Kiyevega's point, and Tosus and Bamatsir in Hazov, Naf Memches, it's on Omer Beis. Those so begins on Amar Aleph, goes to Amar Beis. Oh, Rashi, Rashi, we always paskin like Rashi. Rashi is Batsroi. So exactly the case here of Rashi is very, very critical. And that's where Rashi is coming from. And but Rashi is a Das Yochid. As we'll see. But that's why this whole story is very critical. Yeah.
What does Tosis mean that Gnei Megzila is the same thing because it's the same Chal Hashem? But it's not the same Isser. Why is Tosis talking about the
Chal Hashem? Tosis says as follows. Very simple. You see, and this is the Yamshel Shlomo point. Yamshel Shlomo has a very interesting question. It goes like this. There are two reasons to ask Gzela. One is to protect the rights of the Nigzel. The other is so I shouldn't be a Goslin. Who are you worrying about, the Nigzel or the Goslin? So, and in the case, and the Gemara in Chulin says, Gnevas Das is Osir. So Yamshu Shlomo says, listen, is the Torah here, what is the issue here? The Torah is protecting the guy or the Torah is protecting the Jew? Comes in Yamshu Shlomo says, no, the Torah is out to protect the Jew. The Torah doesn't want Jews being gone over. Not right for the Jew. And that's Maisim B'chol Yom. That Jews who begin stealing from the government, begin stealing from Goyim, they end up stealing from Jews. Has anyone read the latest in our interesting Jewish community? It's that a Haredi Jew in Los Angeles was captured by the FBI in the airport. Why? He stole hundreds of millions of dollars from other religious Jews. And they call him Haredi. I don't know why it's Haredi, because he looks Haredi. But, he was Machal Shabbos, he was called Haredi. How do these things begin? You begin stealing from one, you end up stealing from everyone. Now, so, in terms from the point of view of the Yamshu Shlomo, it's no different than Gneva Gzela, right? Mm-hmm. So the moment you get used to putting your hand in somebody else's money, you get used to it, and there's no limit to how much money you're going to, or whom you're going to take the money from. So he says, don't think it's just because Yisig Nevek Zed is not only protecting the Nigzal, protecting the Gazan from becoming a Ganav. Because it ruins the person. And not only because he'll end up stealing from Jerusalem, because that ruins the whole person. Now,
according to the Sharon, that's also not Rashi.
What?
It's
okay. So now I'm just working through. Rashi is the only Rishon that says straight out Gezel Akim is Mutter, and it's only because of Chil Hashem. And he blames the Gemara that goes to Lamachal. And Rishonim said, where in that goes to Lamachal? He said, sorry, there's only, and Achronim said, there's only one place you could have seen it, and that's in Ravashi. Tosis was sensitive to that in Bar Metzia, that from Chesam and Beis, where Tosis says one could have interpreted that way. That is the Pasha of the Gemara, but I don't want to say that. And Tosis here, the Rish says, because until now we haven't had any Tana who said that it's awesome. But that's not so simple. Because what did we have here? We had Rabbi Kiva says, and then we have Rabbi Kiva saying what he said. And then we have Where it says, Rabbi Kiva says, V'chishav v'konev. The Gemara says that that's dependent on, maybe that's a get hoshav. And the Gemara says, Rava says, no, because Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri Gufo Konerlo. And if you don't say Eved Ivri Gufo Konerlo, so then you can go back to Abaye. Therefore, one, and if you have Ravashi, so then we can go back and say, what is, why do, and we can go back to Abaye and say, we keep on saying, because the Chalashem, that's apparently the way the Rashi learned the Gemara. Where is he coming from? The case of Ravashi. Case of Ravashi goes back to the Gemara and it goes back to Rabbi Kiva. And then Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel say? Rabbi Shmuel says what? Rashi, the way Rabbi Kiva understands Rabbi Shmuel, that Gezalakim is Mutar. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. And Rashi understands he disagrees. Why? Because of Chil Hashem. If it doesn't apply to Havkot, and that is, it doesn't apply to Havkot, it's Halvos. That's how Rashi goes through the entire sugya.
Also
what? What? I understand. But Tosis, but let us take a look at Tosis in Havak Perek HaMakabli. He says, where's Rashi coming from? That Rashi says, then it goes on Machlots anything. What does Tosis say here? He says, I can't say it. Why not? Because he says, L'maisi tanoid, there's a mandomer and a makabel that it's shari, but we don't have a tana here that says shari. So how does Tosis learn the Gemara here? That Rabbi Kiva says it's also. Me etzem adin, not because of Chil Hashem.
Wait, why
can't
it not be Yassim?
What?
Maybe Yassim is the whole God because of Chil Hashem.
What midaraisa? Midaraisa then. What is Ravashi saying? So Tosis has to reinterpret Ravashi, right? Tosis says, but if you take Ravashi, what does Tosin Bar Metzia Mem Chasam Abay say? If you take Ravashi straight, he thought Gezalakim is Muta. And then when the guy caught him, he said, no, I meant this, right? So why do you want to avoid Chil Hashem, right? And Rashi tells us, even Getoshev. Why, what are we talking about? What's the difference between Getoshev and not a Getoshev? That someone keeps Sheva Mitzvah from their Noach and someone doesn't. And where's Rashi coming? From the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. Let's just try to see. What does the Gemara say in the Lamed Ches? And what does Tosa say in Daf Lamed Ches? The Gemara in Lamed says, Rav, my Omar, my Modei Doretz, Rav, my Atagoyim, Rav, Shra, Oshav, and Mitzvah, Shekiblu, Alei, B'nei Noach, Kevin, Shnol, Kimu, Omar, V'hitum, Monum, Yisrael. So what does it mean? If you keep Shav, you don't keep Shav, Mitzvah, B'nei Noach, your money is Hefker. Tosfos says, no, not really. That's only in this instance. I mean, of behemoths and a mazik. Why? Because Tosis, it's all one sheet of Tosis. Gezalakim is also me'eke ikar adin. Now, okay. And Rashi says no. Right, and what is, but the chiddush is, do they keep, and why does Rashi get toshav? Doesn't mean the higher level get toshav. Is Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Where's Rashi coming from? Rashi's coming from the Gemara and Baba Kamad Aflamad Ches. So Rashi is one very consistent sheet. And the Gra has the Yerushalmi, the Gra and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yerushalmi, that says, that Gezalakim is Mutas, Takana Drabonah, because of Chil Hashem. No. So Rashi must be working within. Rashi felt there's no steer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi.
What about the Pesukim that are Gemara quotes?
What?
What about the Pesukim? What does Rashi do with the Pesukim? That's Gemara quotes to say Gezalakim is Aser.
That's talking, that, I just said, it's talking for Goy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, but they know us. So I showed you there's a level of getosha. What is the level of getosha? He's makabel in front of shlosha chaverim that he is not, that he is going to be nizr and sheva mitzvah. Not in practice, he doesn't. He's makabel. Rashi says, I don't need that. It's a question, he keeps sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach, he doesn't. And in order to get out of this, Rava has to come up with evidiv rigufo konilo. Now we're going to see what this means as we go through this, as we finish going through the sugya. But I just want to show you, you go through consistently with Rashi. Rashi, based on the Gemara Lama Chesom and Allah, is a very, very clear thing. And when Rashi says that in Agodzul Machel, it's Mutter, Tosis and Bar Metzia Kufur Aleph from Beit says, where do you see it? Tosis says, we don't have anyone here to see it. Atani says, well, it's not so simple. We're told what the Rishon said, not so simple. You have Rabbi Yishmael, number one, and you have Rabbi Kiva, according to Abaye. And Rava just answers, because every Rufi Gufa Connor. And if somehow that becomes irrelevant, which we'll see some Rishon make it irrelevant, so you're back to Rabbi Kiva only. Rabbi Kiva said one thing. The Psukim are only talking about what? A guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. Now, before we get into the Ravid and the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch, and then let's see. The Rambam is a very straightforward shita also. Let's see what the Rambam does. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Geneva. Says as follows: Echad agonev mamon Yisrael agonev mamon goy oved avoda zara. Echad agonev tagolas hakatan is osur isigneva. It's not talking about chalasha. Then the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda says what? Also lizol. Avilu goy over avodah zara, also the gozlo ola ashko. Im gozlo o ashko yachsin. That means even if he's over avodah zara, that means what about a goy who doesn't keep sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noah because he's an over avodah zara? According to the Rambam, includes all Christians. Rambam says nuchel avodah kachavim. Christianity is avodah zara. It's still osur. And Ram says, "Afilu oshko." Goes to what is oshek, but it's hafkos halvasa. I was he do with the Gemara of hafkos halvasa. Now, when the Rambam talks about tous akum, let's be very careful when the Rambam talks about tous akum. Says like this. Not umochsim, etc. Adorim shamochis kalistim bizman shamochis goy. Mochis omi me'elov. Mochis omi machmos ha'melech. Me'elo kitzv. Illegal mochsim. Keach mashi yirtz. Mech, ava mecha shepotsku ha'melech. Ve'omashi l'okach shlish ovia, odova kotsuv. Here he's talking a certain percentage of produce, which means it's out like zeila. Not half cause halvaso. Avomecha shepotzgon melech v'amar shilokach shishovi odova kotzu v'hem in moches Yisrael v'oz chelek zemil melech v'noda shonam zenemo v'en imotz av klom shgod zan melechene b'chet levish din melech dinhu. God, he's stealing from the Melech. What about if the king says you owe a certain amount of money, not a certain chefetz? Same thing as a mas. That every person who lives in the kingdom has to pay 1,000 shekel a year. That's what we have called Savot, so it's awesome. Because Dina the Machun Sadina. So the Gemara says, it is Hafkos Halvaso. So let's see. Let's keep going. But what about To'us Akum? How does Ram quote the Gemara of To'us Akum? To'us Akum is where? What?
Perek
Yud Aleph. Hashava Saveda. Avoid avodas goy muterish and never aveda sochicha. Marzir harza over aveda ne shahu machziki day o mishe olam. Because they don't keep seven mitzvahs when they know ach. Herzir la kaddish shem ke yisforu yedu shem bali av emunah harza mishubach. Sheish kin la shem aveda sochatsu. Okay. To'uz goy ka'aveidosa umuteris v'hu she'to'o me'atzmo v'hatoso osur. Why? Because the Rama Patsons g'nevas dasas osur ben akum ben Yisrael. Okay. Ketzer. Now, is the Rama giving Rashi's case, the Gemara's case, where he's telling you Rambam is very, very, very different. Shosav goy cheshbin v'tol. Tzor sheyom alo, Yisrael. The Jew has to pay the goy. So we're talking about a case of Hafkos Halva also. In the case of Hafkos Halva also, he says, the Jew has to tell him, sheyom alo, Yisrael, Havkos Havosos is mutter only if the guy makes a mistake and you tell the guy, I'm relying on your cheshbon. This is Havos. But if the guy says, you owe me a certain amount, then I say, I know I owe you. I'm not interested in paying. Too bad for you. Rambam never says it's mutter. The Rambam never, ever, and the parshas of the Rambam is go back to Berach Aleph Hilchos Gzeila. Hafkos Halva is what? He says, Oshik is awesome. So, where's the Rambam coming from? So, apparently, the Rambam has to be, Rabbi Kiva has. Who came up with this idea of Hafkos Halva? Let's take a look in our Gemara. So I said. Amar Rava, Lokashikan Kugze Lokamba Hafkos Halva also. And Rambam, so Rava came up with it. And Abaye says, what do you mean? Chishavim Koneu is Hafkos Halvaso. And that's also. And Rava gives a teretz. Now, if Rava's teretz for some reason is not going to work, so then we then have to go back to the Chishavim Koneu, who is talking only about in a Gertoshov. That could be where the Rambam's coming from. So we're going to have to see Mishonim how they deal with this concept of what Eved Ivri Gufo Konilo is all about. Because that's the sensitive part of the sugya. You have to go through. So before you decide stealing money from Goyim, or Hafkos Halvaso, so you have to be very, very careful. Well, who says what? And the Gra says, where is the Rambam coming from? Let's see what the Gross says about this. Shamoches Goy. Frankel, Rabbi Frankel, has conveniently put the Gro on the side. Haram Logorisham dit uchadetanya Israel. Eletanya. A time, the Stam Goy Gazlanu. When he says about the Moches being a Goy, it's only because I assume he's a Gazlan. I have to take for granted. I bump into him, I have to assume he's a Gazlan. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. Mezenecha. Ikva had Teretz the Ravashi Khan. Lo ben Adorin. Shom. He says, we all. Well, he tiru ben adorim elamishim onsu kamoshin oris ben adorim shem heich ama kan ligzo ba kifin shem havkos halvosu pulidor sosa devi harayvin. So he says we'll have to see what the Rajman the Ravid saying going through the sukya, but the Gross says the Rajman has a simple kasha. There seems to be a difference between the Sugya and Baba Kama and the Sugya and the Dharam. Okay. What time is it now? Okay. We'll stop here. Be very careful with this Gra. Now we have to go into the Rajman and the Ravid. Then we'll get into Shmara. Want to make sure you come out of the Sugya with great clarity and never steal money. Okay.